The federal government says this year's corn growers will harvest about 13.1 billion bushels of grain. The previous record was 11.8 billion in 2004. Most of the corn grown here in Wisconsin is used for silage, that's animal feed, rather than for grain. But Bob Olson of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association says it's turning out to be a pretty good year, despite the fact that about two-thirds of the state is considered dry or abnormally dry.
There's always good spots and always poor spots for yield. Northwestern Wisconsin was dry early on, got a very, very poor start. There's still some very droughty areas. Southwest Wisconsin has been a garden spot all along and has what looks like record corn yields.
And Olson says the corn itself is a better quality than in years past.
The newer varieties are much healthier, and we keep the diseases and the bugs away. And because of that, the stalks stay healthier and they stay ripe longer. And they dry down much better in the fall, so these are much healthier crops than we would have grown up years ago.
The demand for ethanol has helped push corn prices up and prompted Wisconsin growers to plant more acres of corn this year. Harvest should begin in early October. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.